bottom layer.
Okay. What about a field that might not be good for much except raising grass or clover?
Yeah, it's poor land.
Okay. Would you, do you ever hear of a meadow or prairie?
Meadow.
What's a meadow?
Meadow, that's a pasture grass.
Do people use that word meadow around here much?
No, I don't hear it. No.
Mm-hmm. Is it an old-fashioned word or what?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. What about land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
I think that's a little soggy land, boggy land.
Or what about?
What do you call it? Buckshot.
What's buckshot?
That's low land with a sticky mud in it, that bottom land with mud in it, where the water stands in there. It'll almost pull your soles off your shoe if you step in it. Call it buckshot.
What kind of land is good for growing things?
Rich land.
Is it any special names for that?
I think it's rich soil. Rich soil.
Do you ever hear sandy?
Sandy is not good for bottom or anything. Sandy soil, it isn't good for growing some things it grows too. Berries grows instead. Strawberries grows in sandy land.
What about loam or loam?
Have
you ever heard of
a
kind of land called loam?
Loam. Yeah, that money loam.
What about a swamp or a marsh?
What do you mean by the swamp? A wood?
Yeah, do they have swamps around here?
Up in here, in the Delta part of it.
What's a swamp like?
It's nothing but a gang of woods. Undergrowth growed up. Land growed up, that's what it is. Land that's growed up in the woods.
Is it sort of wet?
Damp. Some of it damp. If it's in a low place.
Say if you had some swampy land, you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you were going to...
drain it.
What would you call the things that you dug?
Ditches.
Okay. And say something along the side of the road to carry the water off, you'd call that a...
a drain.
Okay. And, say if it had been raining for a while, and the water had cut out a...
the field.
Or the water had cut out sort of a...
a ditch.
If it had kept on going like that, and a lot of the land had
washed... would wash away,
Cave.
Cave.
Did you ever speak of a hollow or
a
wash or
a
gully?
Gully. That's what we used to call them. Gully. Didn't call them washes like to do now. Gullies. Gullies.
And if you had some water that was flowing along, you'd call that a...
lowland.
Or... well, it might be a river, but what else?
Stream.
Is, what would you call a fairly big stream?
Stream, a river.
And smaller than
a big lake.
What about smaller than a river, but still flowing?
Well, a lake.
We
call it a lake. Would you call that a lake?
What about branch or?
Branches.